This is Scotty Reed with a Black Talk Radio commentary. On this commentary, I would like to revisit the current controversy that Dr. Ben Carson finds himself in. It seems that some people do not see why people are expressing consternation over Ben Carson referring to enslaved kidnapped Africans from the continent of Africa as immigrants. On more than one occasion, over the past few days, I have seen more than one white person state that those who are criticizing Ben Carson or expressing displeasure with his comments are just mad because Ben Carson is a successful black man who is not blaming the system for holding him back. Other white people have said that technically Ben Carson is correct because slavery was forced immigration. This is just more willful ignorance, and just as I stated in a past commentary, Ben Carson is engaging in willful conduct which is detrimental to the victims of slavery past and present. Consider that Ben Carson made his comments on his first day on the job as the United States Secretary of Housing and Urban Development under the Trump administration. The first day in his new workplace, he creates a hostile work environment for every non-white person, particularly for those classified as black. I can imagine the tension and apprehension those workers must have felt. Yet, there are those who say Ben Carson's revisionist history should be excused because he is a victim of the system and white people are responsible for Ben Carson's thoughts, speech, and actions. While it is true that the system, which includes the mass media and government institutions, can and do influence and control those with weaker minds, I still find it an illogical excuse when we are all exposed to the same external influence, but yet we are all not acting in such a manner. If we can make this excuse for Carson, then one, I suppose, could make the same excuse for Donald Trump and say the system made him the way he is because it has control over his thoughts, speech, and actions. Every racist white person can make the same excuse for their unjust behavior. Instead of taking personal responsibility, white people can just blame the system they were born into, which was created long before they came into this world. About maybe a year or two before her passing, I asked Afrocentric psychiatrist and author of the paper, The Cress's Theory of Color Confrontation and Racism, Dr. Francis Cress Welsing, if black people are responsible for their actions. Dr. Welsing, without hesitation, said yes. We are responsible for our actions. That is the only logical answer Dr. Welsing could give, because to say no, we are not in control of our own thoughts, speech, and actions, is to engage in an anti-blackness that says black people do not have free will, nor do they have the ability to think for themselves. Black people are animals easily trained by others. If black people are not in control of their own thoughts, speech, and actions, if the system can so easily manipulate and control them, then they are not fit to be free and will remain under the control of other people. We can all just stop trying to fight the powers that be and accept our place under the control of an unjust system. And it is every man, woman, and child for themselves. And it is understandable for one to enrich themselves at the expense of the group. There will be no shame in the game because the system made us do it. Perhaps Dr. Carson is just doing his best to survive in the system. It is hard for me to accept that someone with the personal wealth of Ben Carson is just trying to survive. Dr. Ben Carson made good money as the world's premier brain surgeon while he was still active in medicine. Ben Carson has sold a lot of books and has been paid a good sum of money in speaking fees. Ben Carson has enough assets and wealth that one could logically conclude based on the evidence that he is thriving in this system. Dr. Ben Carson certainly looks happy and as if he is enjoying his life. I bet that if you told Dr. Ben Carson he is a victim of the system, he would laugh out loud at you, and he would lecture you about hard work and pulling yourself up by the bootstraps and stop making excuses. He would tell you to stop making excuses by blaming the system for any suffering you may be enduring as a victim, but yet you are willing to make excuses for him. Millions of non-white and poor people are trying to survive in this unbalanced system, living hand to mouth day in and day out. But Dr. Ben Carson isn't one of those people. Not only is it not logical to describe Carson as a victim, it is not practical. If you believe, like some believe, that there is a war being waged on black people, how logical is it to make excuses for those collaborating with those waging war on you? The dominant group on the planet are not so ready to forgive and excuse white people who do anything to undermine the system. The penalty for treason is death. I am not saying that what Ben Carson said makes him worthy of the death penalty or even rises to a level of treason. He would first have to be loyal to a group before he could betray it. And Carson's loyalties are to Donald Trump and have been to so-called Christian conservatives for quite a while. Ben Carson is not fighting alongside black people who are trying to confront or undermine the racist system. What I am saying is that it is not logical to make excuses for those who willingly give aid to the enemies of justice, no matter their skin color. White people in charge do not act in such an illogical manner, and perhaps that is why they are running the planet right now. That, and of course, military might. Excuse making is dangerous in this context because it sends a message to other would-be collaborators to become collaborators. It's a win-win for the proxy racist, and it makes the psychological weapon of racial showcasing more effective. These are my thoughts on the speech and actions of Ben Carson and those like him, but I am sure they will be dismissed by some as me not understanding the system of racism and white supremacy. After all, I'm just another ignorant black man not in control of himself. This has been Scotty Reed with a Black Talk Radio News commentary. Check out more commentaries and subscribe to my podcast at blacktalkradionetwork.com. Support independent black media by making a tax-deductible gift at blacktalkmediaproject.org.